Hey everybody, Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, wishing you a blessed Shavuot and Pentecost. I'm a former Special Operations Soldier, Intelligence Collector, Special Agent turned Whistleblower, and now I'm your Intelligence Officer, and sometimes your Chaplain, and sometimes your Advocate for Indigenous Rights. Thanks for Charles for talking about my book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, My Journey with an Apache Medicine Man. It's a true story. You can get it on Amazon. I guess I do a bad job of marketing myself, so I'm working on that. I'm an author, speaker, martial arts master. I used to do TV and film work. I was a SAG actor, firearms instructor, chaplain. Been on lots of shows. And now I'm trying to tell you the truth of what is happening out there. And so the first thing to really get to, and of course I've got a lot to cover, is that this is Shavuot, which is the festival of the first fruits for Jewish folks, first harvest. But it also corresponds to Pentecost, the 50th week since Easter from the resurrection. And this is when the great Holy Spirit, the Diyi in Apache, whatever, comes directly through Yeshua, the Messiah, through to the apostles gathered in the upper room, and they experience it. There's a great rushing sound, and you can see in Joel, if you look up Joel, you can see where I will pour out my spirit on you in the Old Testament or the Jewish Torah, and then you can look in Acts where they talk about the apostles are up in an upper room. So the crucifixions happened, the resurrections happened, there's been several appearances of Yeshua happen, and they are gathered, and they're gathered because it's Shavuot, because they're supposed to be, because they're on a cycle. And the real first fruits, though, are not physical fruits anymore. It is the fruit of the Spirit, which Christians should be familiar with. And so, again, this show is not a political show. I'm usually telling you about government corruption, but I'm always telling you what I think is most important. So Charles was kind enough to have me on the last show, and I was talking about my book because the premise of the book is that our society is in crisis because we are not training our children to be spiritual, mental, emotional adults anymore. Therefore, they act like spoiled brats. And so they do things like you have seen this past weekend. So the answer to that, the answer to that crisis is initiation, is training them at puberty, separating the genders, and training them for their roles as real men and true women. And who, there's nobody better at that than indigenous people. And the Apaches are especially great at that. The Apaches call themselves Inde. And their Nayes, their changing ceremony, their sunrise ceremony for a little girl becoming a woman with power flowing through her and give blessings is really powerful. There's no real corollary to that. So that's really important. But Shavuot is very important. But Pentecost is of primary importance because the Great Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Bob, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care what you call it, and neither did Yeshua, by the way. I have sheep of other flocks, is a quote, all right, is that you can experience that directly. But you got to experience it through prayer and fasting, becoming quiet, becoming open, not just sitting for long lectures. You know, that is just intellectual. That's intellectual knowledge. That is not intuitive wisdom and experience. Don't read about it. Don't listen to it. Do it. Get out. And that's the perfect thing right now is, you know, vitamin C and vitamin D is get out in the sunshine. And I'm still seeing people, sheep, you know, riding bicycles by themselves with masks on. I just cannot believe people are like this, but they are. So there is a lot to cover, but I will kind of give you, you know, Kent always asks me for the title of the show at the end of the show. I'm like, oh God, what's the title? Because I cover so much stuff. And so it's gonna be Obama fixes or Trump fixes what Obama broke and left re-breaks it. And that kind of sums up everything that has happened. So think back. okay? And we were talking about this with Charles, and so the American people are still a virtuous people because they have their ethics built into Judeo-Christian and native ethics from the Judeo-Christian native morals. And they elected Obama to be forgiven and have redemption for the sin of slavery of tribal African people. They have not, by the way, redeemed themselves for the genocide of Turtle Island American tribal people yet. That still needs to come. Although Ellie Parker was Grant's right-hand guy, and Curtis was the first, was a Native American vice president, or Atachan, you know, I use Native American loosely, indigenous. Atachan is the most technical term. Look it up. It's a hard word. But we were being fooled. He was a created, manufactured thing. And if you remember, the economy collapsed, and we had race wars, and we had division between black and white, and we had division between police officers and civilians. And I have been these things. So then Trump comes in. He is not the anointed by the deep state. He wins anyway, despite the fake news, despite the deep state. Remember all the pundits and politicians and polls?
The polls.
They're all like, and now they're still giving us polls.
Doing the same thing.
They're doing the same thing. Like, we're going to listen to you. Well, I guess some people are. Some people are that stupid, but, you know, I ain't. Okay? But anyway, it was, remember Ferguson, remember Black Lives Matter, okay? So then what does Trump do? Trump fixes it. And Trump is not the answer. I'm not like a big Trump guy. Trump recognized as a businessman and as somebody who has discernment is the American people are sick of this crap. I recognized that when I was giving speeches. I was like, for Cruz. Cruz, a conservative, constitutionalist, a Christian. Why don't you want Cruz? Like, he's a politician. We don't want any more politicians. We've had it with politicians. So I started listening to people. So Trump fixes the economy. The economy was booming. Remember Obama saying, one of the many Obama lies is, the economy will never come back. Well, it came back roaring. So now what has the Chinese and the and our traders with the Chinese, what have they done to the economy? They broke it again. And then Trump was really working on race relations. Trump gave $100 million to the Navajo people, the Dineta, from suffering from COVID. He gave federal recognition to like six tribes, Chickasaw, ground hominy corn people. Done a lot for tribal people. The walkaway movement among blacks from the Dems is phenomenal. You don't see it on TV, but it is certainly phenomenal. Okay? And so what does the left do now? They re-incite a race war against the police. So the title of this show, Kent, is Kent's writing furiously. What Trump fixed, left breaks again. That's exactly what has happened. And I hope you can see it past all the fake news and the propaganda and the BS and Chris Wallace, oh my God, on Fox News and Drudge and all of that. But I will, and as always, I will dive in and I will give you the evidence, which are the facts, and the intelligence, which is the analyzed information that the government is not giving you, and certainly the propaganda press is not giving you. But you should definitely read my book, I'm Trying to Be a Better Marketer, because it will change your life, as one of the callers said. Anyway, Jeff Prather on the Prather Point and the Perfection Auto Work Studios on this Pentecost and Shavuot with you, back after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point on Pentecost and Shavuot with you in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. They're at 1046 North Beverly, perfectionautoworks.com. Stop in and see Mike and tell him you're enjoying the show while he works on your car. So, or as guys do. So, a lot to cover, as always. And, you know, if you want to, if you were listening to the last hour and you want to call in and ask about my book or initiation training, 527-90-2040, please do, because it is the answer to the crisis, is training for adulthood. That's really lacking. That was certainly proved this weekend with mobs just destroying and hurting people terribly, which you're not seeing on the news. So the first thing I want to put out there is POTUS, President of the United States, is declaring Antifa a terrorist organization. Finally, that was supposed to happen a while back, but the deep state and the guys paying them off did not let that happen. But that's finally going to happen. So the anti-fascists are the fascists, which is exactly, they're the brown shirts. It's the Kristallnacht. It's the night of breaking glass that you're seeing. By the way, they burned a synagogue in L.A., in case you're confused about the analogy, okay, if you're a left-winger that you are under MK Ultra mind control by these peoples, which is just really continually giving you propaganda, which is what has been done to Native peoples forever. But just follow me on this. I hope you followed me on the last thing, is that Obama creates racial tension, police officers shooting and being shot, economy in the toilet. Trump comes in and fixes all that, and left re-breaks it. So the first thing is that the phony Russia gate, which is really Obama gate, which is opening up because it's coming right back to Obama, just like my thing did come back to Obama. The White House for Fast and Furious went to the White House. And, you know, I had a civil suit against Eric Holder, the attorney general, against my Christian beliefs. And of course, the IRS did that against Christian organizations, as well. So that failed. Rice has come out and said that she was told to write that or was it Rice or Lynch making the memo by the book, that he was told, one of them. But she's admitted, the White House told me to write that memo. We know that's phony. The DNI, Director of National Intelligence, has declassified Flynn's conversations. There's nothing there. That means Mueller lied. Okay, like Holder lied, like Lynch lied, like Obama lied, like Brennan lied, like Clapper lied, like McCabe lied, like Comey lied, and perjured themselves under oath. So they're in trouble. And so, and Schiff, and all the guys on CNN and MSNBC, we've got evidence. Remember how they've lied. Try not to forget it. There's evidence that Trump is a Russian agent, that Trump is a Nazi, that Trump is a terrorist. They lied about that, and that is backfiring on them now. So then China wants to become the preeminent economic power by economic unrestricted warfare, economic battle by the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. I've done deep dives. I told you when in 2003, 2004, when I was activated, Chinese watched us win the Gulf War, and they're like, nobody can take them head on. They developed the doctrine of unrestricted warfare. Look it up. It's out there. And so part of that is financial. Part of that is propaganda. Films like Midway, when Mike Emery and I and Mark and other guys from the show went to see it, okay, and they're feeding us that. And also Trump had just signed the agreement, and also Trump had made an agreement with China, and Trump had made inroads with the client state of China, North Korea. And of course, then Kim almost dies, and then he has somebody fire a couple rounds at the South to reestablish things the way they are. Okay, and that's the exact same thing that's happening now. Destroy the economy like it was under Obama. Recreate racial hatred like under Obama. It's the same thing. The COVID is a total scamdemic. It's no more deadly than the flu. The latest study out of Stanford says it's about like the flu for deaths, period. It's more infectious, but it's like, and most of the people are older like me that have compromised immune systems. And most of them are dying in old folks' homes because they're locking up people with them because it's eugenics. They want to kill old people just like they want to kill unborn children. It's eugenics. That's what's going on. Just like they wanted to kill black babies, especially, just like they wanted to kill Indian peoples off. That's what's happening. What you're not seeing on the news is the shouts of kill the white people, of kill the cops, of pig, of all the cars, the police cars burned. And also, I can't think of his name, but the lead attorney for the FBI just resigned. And the DOJ required him to resign. Not Ray, but why? Well, because he probably lied too. I don't have info on that yet, but he's probably caught in up too, like Pienta and everybody else that was actually changing emails and submitting that evidence changed. That's perjury. Of course, Holder and Lynch and Obama have all committed perjury, but they're getting very scared. And so if Obamagate and the fake Russia investigation didn't work, and the fake dossier didn't work, and the fake COVID gate didn't work, now we need Floyd gate, which I'm not saying that the cops didn't kill him. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying there were dirty cops. Back in the day when I was on another station and I was on a black conservatives show, for those of you, I was that guy from that thing. For you longtime listeners, on another guy's show, Black Conservative, and I actually talked about the black man in New York who he was selling individual cigarettes without tax stamps, and the cops jumped on him, put an illegal chokehold on him. He's laying there handcuffed. And he says, I can't breathe on this side, and they stand there and do nothing. And I actually choked out the host on the show to show him what it would be like briefly and gently, because if you do it right, it's no problems. But there was no reason to use that. And I said then, as I say now, those cops should be indicted, and they have been, at least some of them. So I'm consistent in what I'm saying. But Antifa, there's intelligence indications that Antifa has been involved in this. It's the same flag as global communists. Look it up. It's just slightly changed in the colors. It's globalists doing this. And so this is the next thing, because they know that if they run Biden as is, he's incoherent from his brain surgery where they cut into his brain. He's a child predator. He's on video sniffing little girls all over the place. Watch where his hands go. I would never let my kids near him. He has taken money from Ukraine. He's taken money from China, and that's fallen apart, because China has awakened a sleeping giant. So they've got to do something to stay out of jail. And so this is what they are doing. Not that the death of George Floyd is fake and a sin and manslaughter and terrible, and those cops are corrupt, but that is cue the race riots. That is what's happening. And they are desperate. But as I said on the last show, when you are spiritually, emotionally, psychologically mature, you know how to love well. And the left is basing their stuff on how to hate well. And it's not going to work out for them, especially on this Pentecost and Shavuot. And that is not what Yeshua the Messiah taught us either. This is not going to work either. The harder things get, as I said on the last show, bombing stuff, the more tribal it becomes. The more tribal it becomes, the stronger the circle. Because everybody has always been trying to wipe out Jews, Christians, and Natives, and they can't do it. The Romans are gone. The great engineers and great soldiers, they're gone. The Greeks, really smart guys, Socrates, they're gone. We're still here. And we will remain here because we hold truth, and we will discern through these oppressive lies. And that is my intelligence analysis and my chaplain prophecy on Pentecost Shavuot. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back. Jeffrey Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Kent, you had a question.
Perfect timing. Yes, my question. Since Trump designated Antifa as a terrorist organization, does that put them on the same level as ISIS, where JSOC can get involved and they can take off the gloves and go after these guys?
It does put it on the same level of ISIS. Because of Posse Comitatus inside the United States, JSOC or CAG Combat Applications Group, better known as Delta Force, would have to have a special exception made. It probably won't happen, but we got to remember that AG Barr also came out and said there's intelligence indications that these are Antifa. And he also said if you're using interstate means to commit crimes or terrorism, it's a federal felony. Remember, you saw that, right?
So
what that means, the left, they're just, first of all, they're stupid. And they're just arrogant. All these people saying all this stupid stuff. It's like Biden is really the poster child for the left. He can't put a sentence together. He said, yes, we're going to have economic intercourse this week as well because of his predated mind. But what this means is the FBI that's in desperate trouble because the FBI is so corrupt. And I'm saying, and a lot of guys like me are saying, who are special agents, who graduate there, or we're saying, just do away with them. The FBI is really concerned because they have totally failed at their counterterrorism, counterintelligence mission. But guess what this could do? This could actually give them something real to do. And guess what they've started to do? What did they do in January at Harvard? Don't remember. They arrested Lieber,
the Chinese spy who was
facilitating probably the COVID-19 going to the Wuhan lab. So this doesn't work out well for the left. The FBI desperately needs to become a legitimate law enforcement agency again, and they have the means. The left has played right into their hands again. Because they never just say, okay, we screwed up, we're sorry. They just arrogantly keep lying on top of their lies. And all these guys got books out, and I got news for you. McCabe's book and Comey's book and all these different books contradict each other. They're in real trouble. That's how we take interrogations and interviews. We put people in separate rooms until they contradict each other. They've done that. Plus, Obama's on tape. Tell Putin, you know, Biden's on tape, quid pro quo. All the tapes are there. The Mexican president wants a fast and furious investigation. Ukrainian president wants a Biden investigation. They're in trouble. So now let's talk about George Floyd. I pray for George Floyd. I pray for his family. It was terrible. Those cops are corrupt because police training has gone down to nothing, including Tucson police. Tucson police qualify once a year. They're down 800 officers. When's the last time you saw Tucson police doing anything?
It's tough.
You don't see anything, okay? We've probably got the most left-wing police chief in the country. So what you didn't hear is two federal police officers were shot in California, guarding a federal building. You didn't hear that on the news, did you? And one of them died. Many police cars have been burned. All the while Supreme Court says that the governors can close down churches. So burning, which is arson, which is a felony because you can kill people by burning up buildings, is okay. Looting, beating people, you're not going to see this on the news, but you can get on Instagram and you can get on hoodsite.com and other things, and you can see the savage beatings that are being done. That's okay with the left.
But
churches opening or beauty parlors opening or barbershops opening, oh no. Plus, we're locking you up for that, but we're letting the criminals out. Is this not obvious? Is this so hard to see? Are you that indoctrinated and propagandized? Are you that much of a sheep? You know, it's just like looking at watching Western movies and looking at the cowboys doing the movies, having the Indians do everything that the cowboys are doing to the Indians. Killing children, killing women, cutting off body parts, making tobacco pouches out of it. And make no mistake, if they're given the opportunity, they will do all this again. They just burned a synagogue. For all you liberal Jewish folks, they just burned a synagogue in L.A. The Minneapolis police abandoned a police station. So, you know, I was a federal law enforcement agent, special agent, 1811. Okay, I was talking to some today. You know, we take this oath just like as a soldier. I'm a soldier. Hey, if necessary, we'll kill or die for what we've sworn to uphold. Minneapolis is done. The police chief needs to be fired. The mayor needs to be recalled. Some reporter asked the mayor, so what's the plan? He goes, to what? To what? To your city's burning down. To your police are retreating. Now, it has long been decided by the Supreme Court that the police are not there to protect you. I know it says that on the car side. It's not true. There's a dozen Supreme Court cases. No, that's the Second Amendment. That's our right to life and to defend life on our own. But to abandon those neighborhoods, the good people in those neighborhoods, to those predators, mostly who are out of state, mostly who are Antifa, mostly who are paid crisis actors, is criminal as well. And it happened in Phoenix too, by the way. We haven't happened in Tucson yet. Tucson's pretty apathetic and small in that regard. But for me to watch Minneapolis police abandon a police station is like me watching Dunkirk, watching British troops retreat. I detest it. My wife and I went to see Dunkirk. She goes, gee, that's not like America. I'm like, no, that's not how we Americans are. Turn around and fight and hold. The Germans surrounded the All-American before they were the 82nd Airborne in World War I. Say, hey, you're surrounded. You got to surrender. They're like, no, we're not. What do you mean? We always do this. We do this all the time. We're not. And we aren't now either. And you got to stand up and understand what's going on here. So let's talk about George Floyd. You've seen the video. They play it over and over again. But you don't see the video from the other angle that's out there, which doesn't match that video. It's simultaneous. There's other officers standing around. There's different dialogue. The videos don't match up. So if you've ever been to a Prather and Pizza back in the day, I would show you film of CNN lying that they were in a war zone, of buses passing one correspondent, then the same bus passes the other correspondent. I'd show you Brenda Starr, who is still on CNN, posing as a victim at four different scenes. See it, they're actors and they're lying to you. It is literally the fake news network and they're lying to you now. And it is come out that the cop, the bad cop who should be charged, and George Floyd, who lost his life, worked together at the same nightclub. Their shifts overlapped. This is a setup. They are just doing what Trump said is. They are abusing his death. They are dishonoring his death. Piles of bricks have been dropped off in different cities. In Dallas, look it up. There's just piles of bricks sitting there. There's a cop in a gas mask breaking windows, walking down with an umbrella and a gas mask on, breaking windows to encourage looting. You're being set up. They're lying to you. What happened to Las Vegas? What was the FBI's great answer on Las Vegas? Collect all the videos. What happened about Epstein's death? Committed suicide. Sure he did. We're not buying your lies. We're not buying your polls, and we're not buying your lies, and you are not going to turn this country around into hate. But, Antifa, you're now a terrorist group. The FBI needs a job. The FBI now has got a job. Good luck with that. This is not going to work out well for you. As always, you don't have to trust me. Look up everything I am saying. You have to do some homework. You got to actually not just sit there, passive, glassy-eyed sheep. Stay in line for the gas chambers, for the showers. No, you got to do something. Okay? But While a lot of the population is sheep, 0.5% of the population is 2 decades global war on terror hardened, the best military we've ever had. And that is probably who. So there was also an Antifa guy who got a AR, maybe full auto, I can't tell, from a police car, started firing it. And there's film of a security guard who has his own long gun and handgun and disarms the guy at gunpoint. Yes, the news crews have mercenaries, contractors guarding them there. Oh, yeah, they do. You can look it up. And he took the gun and unloaded it and returned it on a Fox News station. You're not seeing that either, are you? But it's happening. The news crews have ex-soldiers with long guns. The Antifa guys had a long gun. There's also been civilians killed, shot, and beaten to death as well. Stoned to death, by the way. Gary, hold on. I got to take a break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Something out. So why is this happening now? Because the first case of COVID-19 in the U.S. treated with remdesivir in late January, and 2 weeks later, China was mass producing the drug, and this drug came out of Gilead. Remember when I talked about Gilead, supported by Soros and Fauci and Gates? And China got the patent on this, because when you release a bioweapon, you have to have an antidote. But they're not really trying to use it as a bioweapon. It's a psychological operation for economic battle, for unrestricted warfare. Okay, so Gary, I think I got a lot of calls. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Now that we've established that both George and Derek worked at the El Nuevo Rodeo Club, that would open the door for, I would think, investigation at least into a possible intent with them if there was any kind of disagreement among them at the time that they worked with each other, if there was animosity between them. This kind of changes the whole thing on just not knowing the victim. He knew the victim.
Yeah, I agree. There's something else going on here, but it, more concerning, and that's personal. Thanks for the call. But something about the different video angles. There's a video from behind where there's other officers, and the video and the audio don't correspond, is my point. So they're using this. Anyway, thanks for the call. Susie, welcome to the show.
Hey, I have snowbird friends that actually live in the area. And something going around in that neck of the woods is that one of the things that this guy that just called, that just hung up, is pretty close. Not only did they know each other, but the police officer did not want George to squeak on some things that had happened in the past. And so once he had an excuse, he took very good advantage of it.
Thanks, and I appreciate that call. And, you know, what this is bad cops. And I know about bad cops because I was a whistleblower on the DEA and Fast and Furious and the ATF. You have to train more. And all these left-wing, by the way, these are all left-wing cities who aren't training their police. They're cutting back on training. When you cut back on training, you drop your standards, you underpay, like Tucson police, you're going to get the dregs. It's a hard job. Anyway, that's important. Caller, go ahead about the mask. Caller gone?
No caller. He'd just like you to comment
on it. So I'm not saying you don't wear a mask. The reason, by the way, Fauci has reversed himself on masks. The mask is if you are sick. That's the purpose. And it has to be an N95 fitted mask. What I'm ranting about is I see people in cars by themselves, on bicycles by themselves, with masks on. It's stupid. I went into a store the other day. The mask is down under the nose. They're not fitted masks. I've seen crocheted mask. It's just to mask up. And this also, I'll do another show on this. This fits into some facial recognition software that they're that they are pushing right now. But who wears? But who's wearing masks all the time, Mark? Antifa.
Well, yeah.
So they're trying to build that up. Okay. Who is next?
Mark.
Mark, welcome back.
Yes, so now that Donaldus Johannes Trump Magnus has declared Antifa a domestic terrorist group, I think it was domestic, he said. Anyway, does that mean that they can find the money sources that are supporting them and other riot-inciting groups and people who are dropping off pickup truck loads of bricks?
Yeah,
and things like that,
and that's FinCEN. I worked in financial. FinCEN is a federal financial group, and I worked in that at the Haida Center here in Tucson. And yeah, they can do that, and they will do that, and they've just outsmarted themselves.
Yeah, well, good go point. Back to the rumors of Soros, and I don't know if Gates is part of this or not.
Not rumors. I've showed you I've showed you and read from you the actual documents.
Right.
How Soros and Gates and Fauci have invested in Gilead, in Wuhan AppTech, and how the patents are. I mean, I've done deep dives. Those aren't rumors. That's not conspiracy theory. That's fact. Now, when I say that Antifa is behind this, that's intelligence. That is analyzed information. It is certainly not the case that all these cities all of a sudden has incited all this racial hatred out of nowhere, which doesn't excuse the sin of the murder of George Floyd or any person of color. Certainly all Tachanas people, copper-colored peoples as well. But this is being used just the way what's her name used her fake native heritage. She didn't do anything to help indigenous peoples. She just used it for her own end. And that's what's happening.
Pocahontas.
Now. Yeah.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Pocahontas was probably an initiation ceremony for John Smith. It wasn't that they were actually going to kill him. It was that some woman in the tribe had to claim him to be inside the circle. So, like, I'm not on a even though my mom was born in Indian Territory because I was adopted, I'm not on any registry. I have the blood quanta is from the English blood quanta. It's you have noble blood, but it is about being claimed. In Apache, I'm Yudashtin, which is translated as bastard, but really it means being born outside of circle. So probably Pocahontas was actually taking him through a rite of passage. The gauntlet is very similar to the beating in ceremony of gangs. Anyway, Mark, thanks for the call. Paul, welcome to the show.
My call. So I was kind of hearing you say there was no big protest going on in Tucson, but from watching the news Saturday, I thought Friday they had protesters downtown Tucson breaking windows. And
I don't know everything. I just try to keep up.
So
email me at jp@jeffreyprather.com and and inform me, because I can't keep up with everything. And I tend to focus on, because I was in the military intelligence and federal law enforcement, I tend to focus on national issues. You know, I don't really do a lot of local stuff. So I certainly will admit that I'm wrong. So they were breaking windows here, huh?
Yeah, they were boarded up on Saturday, and then I heard New Wave was going to pay for the broken window damage.
Who was going to pay for it?
The downtown Nuevo
Rio. Oh, that big scam.
Yeah.
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 So that's what I saw. But then I guess on Saturday, they even had protests on the U of A. And actually Saturday, right before the news ended, the police department in downtown Tucson, where they were protesting, actually went up face-to-face to the protesters. So I was surprised the Tucson police did that.
Well, you know, I know a lot of – that's really helpful. Thanks for informing me, and please email me in the future, jp@jeffreyprather.com and jeffreyprather.com, register for my stuff. So the difference between a protester is you're willing to die for your cause. The fake Antifa protest is they're willing to kill for theirs. And that's in the tradition of Dr. King, of Mahatma Gandhi, of Yeshua the Mashiach. That is the big difference. But if they're coming through my door, then I'm going to defend my family. That's different as well, because they muddle all of these things terribly, so that whatever there's, you know, whatever the left is accusing you of, they're doing. You know, with me, they tried to make me out to be a cult leader. And of course, the cult is the cult of government. And Obama was the messiah there. You know, when they're coming out there, like, we don't want another Waco. Well, last time I checked, FBI burned the women and children alive. In that, yes, they did. ATF did lose some fallen law enforcement brethren of mine initially, and I mourn and pray for those lost. But they could have. The local sheriff knew the leader of that, and he could have talked him out any time early. Later on, no, but at the time. He could have. But my point here is, just as you have been taught false history about the indigenous people of America that saved the Pilgrims and saved George Washington at Valley Forge and over again saved America in World War I and World War II, these great warriors, you're being also propagandized and lied about what's going on. And it's not going to work out, because while our republic has fallen, we still have a virtuous populace. And that virtue comes from our Judeo-Christian native values, and we will triumph over this. And that is my message on Shavuot and Pentecost, that we will not be oppressed by this evil. And this will eat you alive, just like in C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. If you haven't read it, that's a good one to read. So God bless you and keep you. Lift up his countenance to shine upon you, guard you, protect you, and give you the peace of Christ. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Keep the faith. We are winning. This is what winning looks like.